He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies.
Well, we continue to see all types of narratives about the assassination attempt of President Trump, towers, second shooters, and more. We're going to look at that. We also see huge numbers of people watching the RNC because of the attempt. It's causing a stir of support for President Trump, young and old. We're going to check that out. We're also going to look at someone that the young ones can actually attach to, J.D. Vance. We're going to look at some of the bad things about him and the positive. And I actually have a personal attachment to J.D. Vance, which I'll share with you later on. And stick around because we're going to get into the incredible aspect that many are catching on to with the spiritual battle playing out and much more. Here we go.
I saw President Trump, a dear friend, escape death by mere inches, and my thoughts immediately turned to the book of Isaiah that says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Well, let me tell you the weapons that they used. First, they tried to ruin his reputation, and he's more popular now than ever. And then they tried to bankrupt him, and he's got more money now than he had before. And then they tried to put him in prison, and he's freer and has made other people free with him. And then last weekend they tried to kill him, and there he is over there alive and well.
Alive and well. And he's been nominated. And they did all they could to stop this from happening. And it didn't play out the way that it was supposed to for the enemy. Some are upset with me on the X side. They've been trying to share all types of information saying that this whole thing was staged, that people could not have been hurt, and it was all part of a mind control deal. I hear you, but I still, no matter how much I talk about this being a movie playing out with us day in and day out, I'm having a very difficult time finding any evidence to support that. They try to show a hand with President Trump holding something in his hand. They try to show other things, but you know what? I see your posts. And we have the right to share as much information as we can. I just, for me personally, I just can't get behind that. So here, again, we have this playing out for all to see as we try to stay completely motivated moving into the future.
If you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
I love you, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son.
Fight!
Fight, Dad, fight!
Get up, Donnie. Fight!
You've got work to do, son. Fight!
Fight! I love you, Daddy.
Get up, Dad. Fight!
Fight! You must fight, my love.
Fight!
I love you, son.
Fight!
I love you, Donald. Fight! Fight!
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Well, there we go with the Dilly meme team, just like with the Rocky Balboa. Really cool memes as we watch this playing out. Many of us are paying attention. And you know, we have a shirt, speaking of memes, that they're available. Trump never stops fighting for America. We have the shirt there with President Trump raising his fist with the American flag before it. In front of him, "Fight for America" is the text on the front, or excuse me, the back of the shirt. On the front, on the left pocket, there would be the "And We Know" logo. We're praying for him. And if you guys didn't know, 20% of all the sales that we get on these shirts are going to those who suffered and were affected victims, actually, of the assassination, Trump. And a lot of money's been raised for that. And so just wanted to make sure you're aware. Now, as this RNC played out, we're going to show some more clips from that. Not all of the different speeches, just a few clips here and there. But I wanted to show you his demeanor as he walks into the RNC. Here we go.
President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Now, I'm going to comment on this because a lot of folks like to listen to the show and not watch. If you look at his demeanor, he looks like he's very emotional. You guys ever get teared up and you're walking into a stadium and you've had a lot of things play out? And this is another reason when I watch this that I can't get behind those that say that the whole thing was just a show. It seems like and appears that they did really attempt to take him out. And you'll notice as he's walking in, he's surrounded by Secret Service, and many have noticed that there's something missing with those with that group of the Secret Service there walking with him. If it is Secret Service, bodyguards, whoever they are, they're standing next to him, and that is the, it seems and appears that it is all male. All male, which, remember, we talked about that in the last video, where it seems like the DEI took hold, and the lady that was running Secret Service, who happens to be friends with the Cheneys and others, was running the entire thing. And it just looks ugly, and it appears, based off of all the evidence that we've put together, that something nefarious was going on, and they planned this whole thing. I mean, as we go through it all, I mean, folks, we've really got into some detailed evidence. And before I get there, actually, I wanted to show you, here's the picture of him walking in. He posted this, President Trump, at 2237. If you look at 2237, it says, "History will judge you well." That's on our cue board. That is a board that I'll reference once in a while. I don't get too heavy into it anymore, but I do like looking at what Grasshopper posts and some others, and it seems to match up to what we're going through. Also, 1373 is on that timestamp in a mirrored way. And if you look at 1373, it has a quote from Abraham Lincoln, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution." And also, you'll notice that it says, "They knew this day would come. Evil everywhere, corruption everywhere. We fight, we the people." Now, this corruption played out for many to see. They're going out with their narrative, of course, on mainstream media, and they're stating the following.
"The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president."
"Should that roof have been secure, period?"
"That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside."
Secure the building from the inside because of a sloped roof. That's the leader of the Secret Service. "Roof where the gunman fired was too steep for the Secret Service agents, yet it's not too steep for the FBI to wash off the blood of the shooter." And that's the picture that you're looking at here. And then also, if you look at Doge Designer, it's a picture of Secret Service, if you're looking at your screen. This agent standing on the roof of the White House. And what do you notice about that? It's sloped. And Elon Musk posted this for all to see. Looks very slopey to me. So no matter what excuse they try to throw at us, we're going to continue to see it play out. Lauren Boebert said, breaking on Tuesday, the Secret Service had agreed to brief the House Oversight Committee. Well, now The Homeland Security has stepped in, superseded all communications with the Oversight Committee, and has refused to confirm a briefing will occur. This is shady. I won't be backing off, she says. Some other things that came out here recently was this tower, if you're looking at your screen. A lot of people were talking about this particular tower and how things don't seem to match up correctly for us to see. Now, we have talked about this in the last video where all of the things that that they told us, you know, they seem to put people in front of you, the media, and they tell you, look, there's the shooter. Look what he was up to. And all eyes go towards one person, whereas in the movies, right, you'll notice that the killers, normally they shoot, they slowly walk away, and they get into a car, and you just really never see them. But they cause chaos and say, look, there's a getaway man. Look, there's a guy over there. You know, everybody's going crazy. So that they can make sure that those folks that are under probably MK Ultra mind control, the guy crawling on the roof was probably under mind control, hypnotized or whatever, didn't realize that his life was about to be taken out and being used as a scapegoat while somebody was somewhere else taking a shot. I'm going to show you this from witnesses. Here we go. Number one.
Shooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed a gentleman in the water tower here.
Killed a gentleman in the water tower.
First crack of the gunfire, and I just screamed, it's the sniper, it's the sniper, and he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
He was firing to the water tower when they saw the sniper on the water tower.
Where the other shooter was, there was one I heard in the water tower, there was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports, but what we do know...
See, they didn't want that. Well, initial reports, you know. Right when she said water tower, the anchor turns immediately. Why? Why would the Fox News person turn immediately right after she brings that up? I don't know. It just seems kind of awkward, right? Some other strange parts, if you're looking at your screen, you'll notice the schematic that we have there for you to look at. You'll see that they have the tower with the yellow line on your screen, and then you've got the roof, and you've got the police snipers over here, and then you've got all these other lines of sight to where Trump is actually standing there. Now, the update, three shooters, right? U.S. Civil Defense News said, audio forensic analysis shows Trump was shot with three weapons. That's Communist News Network. The first three shots were consistent with alleged weapon A. The next five were weapon B. The final acoustic impulse was emitted by a possible weapon C. The FBI previously claimed that the shooter acted alone. And so all of that happening, and I'm going to show you this. Here we go. Ballistic evidence of a second shooter, if you're looking at your screen.
Take a look what happened. See something that said. Take a look what happened. Open. What happened. Take a look what happened.
So if you're looking at your screen or you're listening, there's a shot that actually goes across, and you'll look at this screen, second shot at President Trump on yellow, and then you'll see the first shot hits two bystanders and the railing and the hydraulic line. So that schematic will show you how that plays out. And then you go into this particular video right over here. I'm going to show you again. The shot hits this guy, you'll see the red circle around him, and he goes down. And then you'll see the first shot ricochets right there in the back. You'll see the smoke, puff of smoke where it ricochets off. And so, yeah, we've got the evidence to show. More and more people do their research, and they notice exactly what happens. Now, here's the 3D schematic of just how close this bullet came to President Trump. Here we go. Two shots, third shot. So basically he turns his head. Right when he turns his head, the first shot, boom, skims the ear. Second shot, third shot. Now, something that Ryan brought up, Cole, I thought this was interesting. The question too few are asking, since when have the mainstream media outlets covered Trump's or Kennedy's rallies live? Interesting that they picked this time to start? Well, I'll tell you, all of this continues to just make waves for all of us in many ways, and it's been difficult for many to even eat or have the ability to even concentrate because, you know, it did shake up the nation pretty bad. And when we do get an opportunity to finally partake of some sustenance, we look around, we go into our refrigerators, some of us go out to eat, right? And we need that nutrition in our bodies. And a lot of times we're kind of concerned about what actually goes into our body. And so that's why we have this for you. So especially when you walk in and you see the ground beef. It's time to say goodbye to that store-bought ground beef. Unlike the watery, bland ground beef, often treated with carbon monoxide using modified atmosphere packaging and made from byproducts of thousands of cows, Parker Pastures has high-quality ground beef. You can go to the description box below and get you this ground beef today. It's amazing. They're 100% grass-fed and grass-finished. This beef comes exclusively from cattle that have grazed diverse pastures throughout their entire lives. There's no grains, no antibiotics, no growth hormones, just beef the way God intended on grass, so you can feed your family the highest quality beef without fear or what's in it. It's nutrient dense. Parker Pastures has the cattle graze on a diverse menu of nutrient-rich plants, resulting in meat that's a powerhouse of essential nutrients, from omega-3 fatty acids to all of these vitamins A and E and B and more. And they have a 90 out of 10 lean ratio. That's right. From hearty burgers to savory meatballs and flavorful tacos, their 90 to 10 lean ratio ground beef is a versatile ingredient, caters to various recipes. So why don't you go in the description box below, place your order now, and prepare to savor the difference with Parker Pastures with every mouth-watering bite. You don't want to miss it. Check it out today.
But can y'all imagine what today or yesterday would have been like if that bullet would have hit? If Trump would not have turned his head? You could call my mother a conspiracy theorist. She has been studying our government for years now. And I mean not doing quick Google searches. I mean this woman has dedicated a lot of her time to figuring out who is really running this place we're living. The past, like, 6 years, I've been like, nah, Mom, that's crazy. Like, some of the stuff, I'm like, no. Like, there's no way that's real. We totally went to the moon. 9/11 was totally real. I can honestly say, from someone that talks about what is going on in this country every single day, the past 6 months, the stars are all aligning. The dots are all connected. We have been lied to by these people that we have quote-unquote been worshiping as our leaders. If you think they're good guys, they're probably not. Is it not absolutely crazy that we are getting to live this time? This is biblical stuff that we are getting to live through right now. And it's like, we were all born in this time for a reason. I've never really gotten on here and talked about much political stuff on my page because I just don't. But everyone just needs to realize that nothing is what it appears to be. Nothing. Literally nothing. In the end, it's all in God's hands, and all we can do is just trust the plan and help wake people up to what is going on. Trump getting shot at yesterday was not something that some 20-year-old kid just decided to do. And literally every single sign is pointing that this was all set up. Not staged, but set up. They knew he was going to shoot at Trump, and he was not supposed to miss. Why were there 10 seconds after the first shot went off? Why were there 10 seconds for him to get 8 rounds off? Especially with all these videos of these people screaming and yelling, there's a man on the roof with a gun, and there wasn't anything done. There should have been a quick call, like boom, guy on the roof, boom, shot dead. There should have never been enough time for that to happen. But so there was.
So out of all the videos that there are available out there of people talking about this, why is it important to play this one? Well, Chesney Woods, I believe that's the name, happens to be on the screen. She's young. And what did she say? I've been hearing for the past 6 years from my mom. She does a lot of research, and I just thought she's crazy. And I'm like, no, 9/11's real. And she realizes, wait a minute, maybe my mom's right. No, Mom, we went to the moon. Wait a minute, my mom's probably right. We didn't go. And so as all of this plays out, she's starting to realize that this shooting has probably had her go back and revisit everything that her mom was sharing with her. And she's like, wait a minute. I think I'm starting to get this now. Young people are waking up to all of this and how it's been playing out for many to see. Now, I'm going to show you, she was talking about the 10 seconds and shooting. Look at all of this here. You'll notice the forensic analysis of the Trump assassination attempt reveals a chilling detail. 11 shots fired from three distinct firearms. The precise timing raises huge questions. Here we go. If you're looking at your screen, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Seconds, and then shot number 11 right there. Wow. Now, some would say, well, those shots were from the guys that are shooting back at the shooter. I understand that, but somebody does some forensic evidence to say that, no, this came from somebody else. And so as this all was playing out, I just want to remind you that there were those out there looking to basically ensure that President Trump, you know, they were disappointed that he's not gone. Here's something that we have put together for you. It's all in the description box below, folks. Almost everything you're seeing today, you can share this with many. Now, there's a claim that Jack Black came out and said, you know, don't miss next time. I believe it was the comedian that was with Jack Black that said it. It wasn't Jack Black himself, I don't think. But there's more evidence coming out. But anyway, here we go. So he said, don't miss Trump next time. And that was from somebody else. Jack Black was actually looking at him say that.
Nation's D concert in Australia. It was Jack Black singing happy birthday to one of his bandmates. And that was his bandmate responding. Tenacious D has canceled the rest
of it. Yeah, his bandmate responded, basically, don't miss him again.
Their tour. Black stating he was blindsided. Or blindsided. You would have addressed it right then and there. You wouldn't have waited for the video to go viral. And you wouldn't have waited for the Australian senators to call for your deportation.
So what she's stating there is just in case you missed that, because I was talking, was the fact that Jack Black could have said something on the stage at that moment saying, hey, you're not supposed to say that about President Trump. Instead, it went viral. He got hit and he's like, oh no, it went viral. Oh, I don't condone hate speech. I was blindsided. I'm so sorry. Well, they canceled the tour.
Stating he was blindsided or blindsided. You would have addressed it right then and there. You wouldn't have waited for the video to go viral and you wouldn't have waited for the Australian senators to call for your deportation. You're not mad that it happened. You're mad at the backlash. If you haven't noticed, there's somewhat of a reckoning going on right now. Zip TikTok has been on a rampage since Saturday. People who got way too comfortable in their perceived anonymity online, comments from Facebook, making those people wildly popular. They missed shaking my head. Social media deletion. We were inches away from freedom. Three pages of groveling on the internet for forgiveness. Yipes. Super bummed that they missed. Deleted social medias. And his company is handling the matter internally. Little to the right next time, please. Entire page of groveling on the internet for forgiveness. And he's resigning as fire marshal and fire chief. Damn, someone just barely missed. Fired.
So she's going through these social media posts for those listening in. And she's showing that after they posted these things calling, you know, man, we miss President Trump. They should have never missed. Well, they're deleting it. But a lot of folks that deleted, it was too late. And some of them, when they posted, didn't realize they were going to lose their job. And she's saying, hey, they posted this. And guess what? They're fired now.
Shoot, man. Don't miss. Fired. Right? Like, bro, work on your skills. Fired. Rednecks, next time the shooter isn't going to miss. Fired. But not after trying to tell everybody on Facebook that he had been hacked. Shoot, if only he would have had his scope sighted correctly. Fired. During these discussions that I'm having on X about this whole thing, there is some people in the comments saying, okay, so it's cool now that the right is doing cancel culture. Cancel culture is okay now. If you would have asked me this question a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I would have said no. Would have said no, that it's not okay, that we need to do better. Spent years warning you that the tides were eventually going to turn and that some of you were too far to one side in order to pivot and make it back to the middle. And you doubled down, laughed in our faces. You took that power trip and you ran with it. Good people get tired of being good to ungrateful people. Even Jesus flipped a table every now and again. I refuse to feel bad for someone who devalues human life in such a way.
So I like that she said that about Jesus even flipping tables. And I know many of those that are Bible-believing Christians would say, well, it's out of context. I get it, but it shows that, you know what, you can be angry and sin not. And there's this thing that says, well, we should be so nice to these people. I know that they're being evil, but we shouldn't have an eye for an eye. It's not about death. It's not about eye for an eye. It's pointing out the literal truth and saying, look, you brood of vipers. Sound familiar? You snakes. You lord over them. You cause trouble and dissension and trouble. Guess what? We're calling you out. We've had enough. You're being exposed, and we're exposing evil one day at a time. Charlie Kirk, right on cue, after the attempted murder of Donald Trump, the FBI and DHS, Department of Homeland Security, are here to warn that the real danger is, get ready, far-right extremists. Quote, the FBI and DHS remain concerned about the potential for follow-on or retaliatory acts of violence following this attack, particularly given that individuals in some online communities have threatened, encouraged, or referenced acts of violence in response to the attempted assassination. No matter how often the left is violent, the real danger is always the right. They always want to point that out. Even after Steve Scalise was nearly murdered by a Bernie supporter, even after the left mass docked Supreme Court justices to encourage violence against them, nearly resulting in the assassination of Justice Kavanaugh, even after the mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots of 2020, even after the multiple murders in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, even after an Antifa goon murdered a Trump supporter on the streets of Portland, even after multi-week sieges of federal buildings by Antifa monsters, even after celebrities spent years fetishizing the death, decapitation, bombing, and murder of Trump. Nope, it's always the right. It's always the conservative. It's always those that stand for truth. The FBI and DHS aren't police. They're not police. And is this waking people up? You betcha. Even Chris Cuomo with Stephen Smith talked about the effect of what happened recently with the shooting.
I was worried for Trump, you know, and I know people, anybody who has a problem with me saying that has a real problem.
The American flag behind him. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can buy a better photo than that. And I said to myself, my first thought was, you just won him the election.
Yeah.
To that you say what?
Look, I think that's true. I think that the internal disputing of the Democrats about Biden won him the election. The way he decided to behave after he was shot in the head is his choice. And it was brave AF. I don't know where that came from. He stopped the Secret Service. He said, wait. He wanted people to see. I say that was some bravery on display right there. That was ballsy. I would have been ducking and running for my life. And he chose to do something else. And I give him credit for it. And I don't care how anybody else feels about that.
How about that? Credit is now playing out for all to see towards President Trump. And he's realizing, you know what? You know what? I think it's done. I believe that President Trump is actually going to win now. And those numbers are playing out for all to see. Those numbers of President Trump moving ahead. Do I have that? Oh, yeah. Communist News Network. Democrats fear Trump are on track for a blowout. Here we go.
John King, fortunately, is with us, as he always is at the Magic Wall. The latest polls show Trump is slightly ahead of Biden in all these key battleground states.
The state of the race is on night two of the Republican convention. Donald Trump is leading in this race. Significantly, if you look deep into the polling, he has a chance to build on it. New numbers out today. More bad news for the president. Well, let's look through it, but let's start with the then. This is back in 2020 when Joe Biden won a pretty convincing win, 306 to 232. This is the map as it fills in. Remember the then when you look at the now, because the difference is striking. This is how our CNN political unit, led by David Chalian, projects the race right now. And right now, deep red, solid Republican. Light red, lean Republican. If this map played out, the election were today and the map played out like this, even if the toss-ups went blue, Donald Trump would win the election. Donald Trump would win the election. But the map is even more favorable to Donald Trump.
Oh, but it's even more favorable. He's already going to win. But it's going to get worse for them. Here you go.
If you look through this. New polling today, it's a small lead, but Donald Trump is leading in Pennsylvania right now. Donald Trump is leading in Wisconsin right now. Donald Trump is leading in Arizona right now. And Donald Trump, most believe, is right now has the lead in Nebraska, too. Nebraska, like Maine, rewards electoral votes by congressional district. So look at the map right now. That gets Donald Trump to 303. And there's new polling today that shows the president's approval rating in these battleground states is below 40. The president's ballot number right now is below 40 in most of those states, and it's at 42 in Nevada. It's very hard in 16 weeks. We count the votes 16 weeks from tonight to turn that around. Plus, Democrats are now worried. They think, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what they're saying is the president's going to have to spend more time and more resources on places like Virginia because it's competitive, on places like New Hampshire because it's competitive. You look at this map as it plays out, and there are Democrats making the case, and we have Wisconsin blue here. Let's move Wisconsin over here. There are Democrats making the case that Donald Trump is on a viable path as of today to get to 330 electoral votes, Wolf, or even higher, because they see other states in here. The Trump campaign says Minnesota. The Trump campaign says maybe New Mexico. Let's be cautious. Those are blue states traditionally, but the president's standing, his approval rating, his ballot number, people's views about how old he is, and people who view the state of the economy are very bad for the president right now. And so even if you just go back to where we start, Donald Trump is in command. The numbers are getting worse for the president, Wolf, and Donald Trump has an opportunity with this convention to build it even more.
He certainly does. And we're going to be looking at a video of someone who's been a Democrat her whole life. And she actually tuned in to the RNC. And it changed her thinking. And it changed her thoughts towards the Republican Party. And you're going to be overwhelmed when you see this video. It is absolutely brilliant. Folks, we're at amweknow.com. You can go to our website. It's got truth, hope, faith, and freedom for you. You notice that we have a lot of good there, goodies here. We've got all of our videos. They're listed for you to see. If you want to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, we've got our link for that. We've got also our fellowship member program, our AUK merch. If you look at our merch, you'll simply click on that. It'll take you to our store. You can subscribe to our newsletter and hit submit so you receive emails when we have updates. We have the Patriot Light website also, the conservative website with all your news and faith all together in one. Follow our podcasts. We have our latest interviews there for you, all lined up, and our partners, in case you were wondering, man, how do I get a hold of Dr. Shockley? Well, there she is, Core Health Labs. I can click on her beautiful picture, Immune Support, LTPetClub247.com, Hunter's Blood Coffee, Parker Pastures, EMF Protection, and more. Just click on those, and there you go. And if you want to contact us and send us a picture, you hit contact. It'll take you right in to contact us, put your name, email, and then we've got some little buttons for you to push and a message, and you can send your picture to us or an email, even better. And so also just want to remind you, when you go to our store, we have the new And We Know flag logo. And also, don't forget Fight for America with President Trump. We have accessories, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, tees, and tanks, all for you. And when you're out and about, folks will walk up to you and say, hey, I watched this show with LT also, and I just want to let you know that. And before you know it, you've got a new friend. Isn't that great? Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Republican National Convention. Like, what the heck is going on?
It's upsetting.
It's upsetting
to see
this world that we're living in right now.
Hold on, let me pause this.
Woo, this world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, Amber Rose did a beautiful job. Oh, she did a beautiful job. I'm so proud of her. And then all the diversity and just, I think I'm crying because It's cognitive dissonance. Like, what is going on? I've been told my whole life Republicans are just all, you know, white and racist men and all of this. I don't think I've probably ever watched a Republican National Convention. Let's start there. You don't know unless you go see for yourself and stop listening to what people tell you. It's just so beautiful. Just the patriotism, the coming together. I'm telling you, if you on the outside and you think MAGA is this horrible thing, I don't know what to tell you besides you have to see for yourself. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. The coming together of America. America saying no more, no longer. We're not going to do this. We're not going to divide ourselves. We are red, white, and blue. Ah, it's beautiful. Okay, I got to finish watching. Bye-bye.
What a great smile. How touching is that? How many of you guys experienced anything like this here recently? Man, I'd love to hear about that below this video. Just let us know your story. Put it in the comments below. It's absolutely brilliant how this is playing out. She's watching all types of videos and speeches from this RNC convention. Here's one of our favorites.
You've given us my life and health and strength. Allowing me to be here and allowing us to live in this blessed and prosperous land. I am Mark Robinson. I am the first black lieutenant governor of North Carolina. And come November, I plan on being the first black governor of North Carolina. But I am not one of the political elite. I grew up poor as the ninth of 10 kids in Greensboro with an alcoholic father who beat my mother. I love to tell you that I graduated from high school, found success, never worried about money again, but I can't. I lost two jobs, two manufacturing jobs because of NAFTA, which, by the way, Joe Biden voted for. Politicians in D.C. made bad decisions. People like me suffered. I lost my car and my house. I was desperate. But you know, my story isn't unique. A couple of months ago in my travels, I stopped at a gas station. As I was leaving, a man walked out with a beard and he looked very stressed. He got in his car and I could see him holding an envelope. My heart dropped because years ago I held one just like it. It was bankruptcy papers. I could see the fear on his face. And it took me back to lying awake at night with that gnawing worrying, debating which bills weren't going to get paid. Unfortunately, many families today are having that same experience. Under Joe Biden, grocery prices have skyrocketed and gas has nearly doubled. In North Carolina, factories just like the one I worked at are closing, leaving families feeling hopeless. But there is hope, and I'm proof. My wife and I never gave up. We kept our faith. We worked hard and made it through those tough times. Now I stand before you on the verge of becoming the first black governor of North Carolina. As governor, I will not forget where I came from or the struggles of the people I meet. And you know, there's someone else who will fight just as hard for you. President Donald J. Trump.
We'd love to see Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Man, he always has a way of inspiring the crowd. The only thing I don't like about the scenery, of course, on that stage, many of you might have caught on, is this this pyramid in the back. Just don't like seeing that, and wish they would remove something like that. Somebody would have better visuals for people to see when they're in those conventions. But that's just me. Maybe somebody that puts these together is listening in, and they would think about or be challenged in making some changes in the future to that, because it just really puts a sickening feel into my stomach when I see that. And so again, as we head into the election after a shooting, just wanted to show you as a reminder what happened with Ronald Reagan after he was nearly shot by a lone gunman in 1984 election.
Ronald Reagan still has a chance for an historic 50-state sweep.
Here's the electoral total as it stands now. It is an all so far. Many states are still open, still voting. So far, it is almost a totally clean sweep for Reagan. The three for Mondale from the District of Columbia.
Big one, the biggest one of all on this election map, the home state of the President of the United States, California, 47 electoral votes. President Reagan, the winner in California. Mondale and Ferraro spent a lot of time and a lot of money in that state, had hopes that they could knock the president off in his own state, but tonight proves that they could not.
We're going to project another.
And so anyway, as they go through all this, you guys remember, he got them almost all of them except for Mondale's state. So it was a wonderful thing. Hopefully we'll see the same thing. We know they try to rig these elections, but you know, all this rigging, all the things they try to do against President Trump, they're not paying off. The Georgia Court of Appeals has officially ended any chance of Fannie Willis bringing her RICO case against Trump to trial before the election. They have set oral arguments on Willis's disqualification December 5th. Interesting, D5. While the case is indefinitely postponed. Thank God. Yesterday, Jack Smith's bogus case was dismissed entirely. The January 6th case is dead due to presidential immunity. And now this, all of Trump's bogus cases are over. Only some need to be overturned on appeal. Oh, yeah. And so going into J.D. Vance, we're finally here. J.D. Vance has this for all to see. President Trump said, after lengthy deliberation and thought, and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I have decided that the person best suited to assume the position of Vice President of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. J.D. honorably served our country in the Marine Corps, graduated from Ohio State University in 2 years, summa cum laude, and is a Yale Law School graduate. A lot of folks are nervous about the Yale Law, right? Because we know Skull and Bones comes from Yale, where he was editor of the Yale Law Journal and president of the Yale Law Veterans Association. J.D.'s book, Hillbilly Elegy, became a major bestseller and movie as it championed the hardworking men and women of our country. J.D. has had a very successful business career in technology and finance, and now during the campaign will be strongly focused on the people that he fought so brilliantly for, the American workers and farmers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and far beyond. So just a side note, in case I have not mentioned this before, J.D. worked for me for a year in the Marine Corps. Same office. Got a lot of stories I could share. He's a good listener. He was already well aware of what his future would be. He made it known, and he did all he could to ensure that his leadership was forefront as he is a young corporal there when I was a master sergeant. So maybe someday we'll have that talk. For now, folks are pointing out that after law school, Vance worked for Senator John Cornyn and then spent a year as a law clerk for Judge David Bunning of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky. He then entered private practice of the law at the law firm Sidley Austin in 2016. Well, Sidley Austin appears on the cue board at Job 238. Sidley Austin, happy hunting. Wow. Amazing to have a connection there, huh? And so you move further. DC Drano, I've said multiple times that my number one test for Trump's potential VP is what would they have done on J6? Would they have certified the election fraud and backstabbed 74 million GOP voters like Pence? Or would they defend America from a rigged and stolen election? I believe J.D. Vance would have done the latter. That's why I support him as Trump's VP. And then we have this.
I don't always think that my side is right. I know for a fact I have been wrong many, many times. And I hope to correct and be honest about my error. So it's not like I think that, you know, I'm always, you know, God's always on my side. Sometimes I'm not on God's side. But I definitely know who's representing the other side. It's a lot easier to tell who the people who are only in it because they like, I don't know, killing other people in pointless wars. Like, I know who those people are. And their odor is so powerful that I can smell one when he walks in the room. And every single one of those people in a line that would extend from Milwaukee to Chicago was lined up over the last week to knife J.D. Vance. Not on personal grounds. I mean, he's a perfectly nice guy. He's like one of the only members of the Senate with a happy marriage. True. But because they thought he would be harder to manipulate and slightly less enthusiastic about killing people. That's it. That he would be an impediment to their exercising power. And boy, they went after him in a way I've just kind of never seen. Which I think happens every day in Washington. I just don't have a vantage on it because I'm far, far away and grateful to be. And again, I was just reminded that this process is so ugly that normal people do not want to participate in it. And yet normal people have to suck it up and do so anyway because the consequences are just so profound and so very serious.
So there he is saying that J.D. Vance gets attacked a lot by all of those. And usually if they're attacked, then maybe they're on the good side. And so here's George basically showing you a lot of clips of the past of J.D. Vance and what he was saying about Trump.
Vance, in his own words.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. As somebody who doesn't like Trump, I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Trump because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious, him being really outrageous and offensive.
On Twitter, Vance called Trump, quote, reprehensible, an idiot, and Vance loves Mitt Romney.
I'm a never Trump guy.
That's the real J.D. Vance. Club for...
And if you think, as I do, that Donald Trump doesn't necessarily have...
So as they play quite a bit of these, I don't want to show every single one of them. But basically, he had an answer Vance, for all of these, his past comments on President Trump. There's, you know, a few. And so this is what happens on the debate stage when he was able to provide an answer about all of this.
Invoked his name already tonight. We're going to ask each of you about your views on former President Trump. But Mr. Vance, we do begin with you. You've admitted you've changed your mind on Donald Trump, but in the past you've said, quote, I'm a never Trump guy, quote, my God, what an idiot, and quote, God wants better of us. All statements you have either said or tweeted about Donald Trump at some point. The question, you have 60 seconds, why should Trump supporters vote for you?
Yeah, look, I mean, all of us say stupid things, and I happen to say stupid things very publicly. You know, I've been very public about the fact that I voted for the president in 2020, that I was wrong about the president back in 2015, 2016, and that he's been the greatest president of my lifetime for the very simple reason, there are many, but one very important reason is that he revealed the corruption in Washington, D.C. I mean, who would have believed 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that the FBI would actually investigate illegally, get an illegal wiretap on a sitting U.S. presidential candidate. We saw that. Trump revealed it, and he revealed it in a way that showed us the stakes of the fight, which is why I'm running for this office in the first place. You know, one thing I'd point out is that, you know, I was just north of 30 years old when I said a lot of those things. A lot's changed in my life. I reengaged with my faith. I got baptized 3 years ago. I've had three kids since then. You know, a lot's different. And one of the things that's different is that I did change my mind about Donald Trump. He was a great president. And I think at the end of the day, one of the things this race presents is an opportunity. Who actually agrees with Trump on the core issues of trade, of immigration? Who's willing to fight for an America First foreign policy? I think that's clearly me.
Thank you.
How about that? So interesting that he talks about, I think, you know, hey, I reengaged with my faith and got baptized 3 years ago. A lot of times, you know, it makes me wonder what happened to him in that capacity. Did somebody talk to him? Did he come to know Christ as his Lord and Savior finally or whatever? But I'll tell you this. This is coming from, you know, you're going to hear it from me because I worked with him. I actually got permission from the chaplain. I did it officially to lead a Bible study on the base. And he actually attended and he enjoyed the teaching and he asked a lot of very good questions. He was very engaged. We went through a lot in that office. And I tell you what, if anything, that tells me that seeds were planted, hopefully, and you got baptized. Yeah, hey, could see. We'll see what happens, right? We'll see how this plays out. But, you know, you're hearing it from somebody who worked with him, and he worked for me, and I saw him do some pretty amazing things when it comes to media. And we had a plane crash at an event, and it was pretty amazing. And so here he is, a rough cut of J.D. Vance debating Tim Ryan back in 2022.
I'm not going to take any guff from you, JD. The insurrection was a group of people who were trying to overthrow the United States of America.
They were trying to stop the peaceful transition of power and disenfranchise over 80 million fellow citizens. There were 140 cops that were beat upside the head with lead pipes, beat up with flagpoles. These are cops protecting the Capitol. Like, we have a group of people that want to overthrow the company and or overthrow the country, and they want to kill the vice president. Like, that needs to be looked into. Liz Cheney's dad was Dick Cheney.
I'm Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter.
My own children, my biracial children, get attacked by scumbags because you are so desperate for political power that you'll accuse me, the father of three beautiful biracial babies, of engaging in racism. We are sick of it. You can believe in a border without being a racist. You can believe in the country without being a racist. And this just shows how desperate this guy is for political power. I know you've been in office for 20 years, Tim, and I know it's a sweet gig, but you're so desperate not to have a real job that you'll slander me and slander my family. It's disgraceful. I think your family deserves to go to the grocery store and not have it break the bank because you want to buy a nice meal for your kids on a Friday night. I think you deserve a country with a border. I think you deserve leadership who don't call you racist for thinking that you should deserve a country with a border. I believe you should be able to walk down your streets in safety. I believe you should be able to take your children downtown for dinner without being mugged or without being carjacked. I believe in Ohio's energy sector, and a guy who thinks that we should ban gas-powered cars doesn't deserve to represent this great state, and most importantly, doesn't deserve to represent its people. I want you to have a better life.
How about that? Pretty cool to get these clips. Folks are sharing stuff left and right about what COVID-19. He thinks. Even when it comes to the jabs, what did he think about that?
Vaccination. Look, I'm against my position on mandated COVID-19 vaccination. Look, I'm...
Oh, it keeps pausing.
I'm against it. Very simple. I think at the end of the day, we should not be requiring people to take the vaccine. I have told...
So how about that? End of the day, I don't think we should be requiring folks to take the vaccine. I stand for that. He actually went into a hearing and took out one of the nominees, Gigi Woolley Allen. After hearing all of this, she withdrew her nomination after J.D. Vance did this.
Questioning a slightly different direction from some of the other folks. I note that Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg yesterday, instead of commenting on one of the major transportation mishaps in this country over the last couple of years, he decided to instead focus on the terrible scourge of too many white men in the construction industry.
Derailed Friday, 20 of them carrying hazardous materials as flames lit up the sky in northeastern Ohio.
That obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices.
I want to read you a tweet with that backdrop in mind. President Obama is a raggedy black supremacist president, and his cowardly enablers would rather kill everybody than stop killing white people. Do you think a person, yes or no, who says that should be appointed to the FCC?
I would need to know more of the context, honestly.
Okay. Well, I think clearly a person who said that should not be appointed to the FCC. Okay. And in fact, you retweeted the exact same thing, only with President Trump instead of President Obama, and the races reversed. Let me read another tweet. Angry black woman, not a good look, Judge Brown Jackson. Would a person who tweeted that pejoratively be deserving of the position that you're seeking?
I think it has nothing to do with the position that they're seeking, so not necessarily. Senator, I made those comments.
And so anyway, it goes on for about another minute, but wanted to continue here. He is at Newsmax at the convention.
It's very simple. Why does Joe Biden want to buy oil from Iran and from Vladimir Putin instead of from Pennsylvania energy workers? Why does he want to further weaken the American manufacturing economy that allows us to project power overseas? Yeah. Why does he constantly pursue the interests of foreign despots over the interests of the American citizen and the American worker? That is a case that I think works all over the country. I really think it's an argument that works in Pennsylvania and Michigan because they have felt the neglect of the consensus in Washington that leaves American workers behind. President Trump's going to change that.
Very interesting. And so he continues to move forward with the support of President Trump. Trump's picked him as VP. Some see it as, oh, he's being put on the front so that people can see him and actually expose him for maybe some bad things that he's done or some groups that he's belonged to. There's some more information out there we'll get into in the future on that. But just wanted to show you some of the positive things. Remember, President Trump doesn't do anything by mistake. Here we are today, and he's been placed as the nominee. And I tell you what, he's young, and he's going to appeal to a lot of the younger voters, and that's for sure. especially bringing up this money situation. Why are we buying oil from other places when we can do things better, right? Speaking of money, Elon Musk has just announced that due to Governor Gavin Newsom signing AB 1955, which bans schools from making rules requiring parental notification if a child identifies as transgender, among other laws, SpaceX will move its headquarters from California to Starbase near Brownsville, Texas. Interesting move there. And also on the money side, I don't know if you guys caught this, but who knew the hit was coming against President Trump? DJT, if you guys know, that stock shorts skyrocketed the week before the hit. That's right. Following the shorts, if you look at DJT, shorts went from 7 million to 15 million from July 1st to July 12th. They thought Monday morning Trump would be dead. Who shorted millions of shares the week before the hit job? You see that? Somebody knew what was going on. We talk about all this money craziness and more with Dr. Kirk Elliott. This Sunday, if you missed it, we talked about Russia legalizing stablecoins for international payments. CBDC AI to monitor all transactions. That's right. They want to go into our bank accounts, monitor using AI everything that we do, and they can put little red flags up and say, oh, this guy donated to President Trump. This guy donated to that conservative person over there. This guy actually bought things that are, you know, Bibles. They must be going to church. They must be Christian. And that's the stuff that we played out for you this Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Go to amweknow.com/gold if you want to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and have these conversations for sure. We also get into a lot of the things that have to do with the Lord and how he's working in our life and with our money, with precious coins and more. As you guys know that he's got two doctorate degrees. One of those happens to be in theology. It's really, really cool and insightful as he points this out. Another thing that was really cool is Tucker saying the reason the establishment and the intelligence agencies framed Trump for treason and why they hate him is because he was preventing their death cult from starting new wars.
And they certainly don't care that Trump has a naughty mouth, said something, you know, untoward off camera. They could care less. These are filthy people. Right. Yeah, they're offended. No, they care about war. They want the power to kill. That's it. And that's the power, of course, everyone who wants to be God seeks to possess. That's why human sacrifice was the thing. I have the power to kill. Only God has the power over life and death. And that's the power they want. And Trump has stood in their way. Imperfectly. But Trump's the only president, you know, since Jimmy Carter, most of my life, who hasn't committed us to a brand new war. That's what they hate about him. And that's what they were trying to change over the last couple of days. I saw it. That's all they cared about. And they lied about it, of course, and said all kinds of things that are like insane and totally untrue. But that was the motivator right there. And when Trump came out in 2016 and said the Iraq war was a mistake, which was very obvious to those of us who were in Iraq while it was going on, it was like news to nobody. It was shocking in Washington. And that was the point at which they sicked the FBI on him. They started bugging him. They decided we cannot have this guy because he was trying to limit their most important of all power, which is to hurt other people. And so you should just know this. That's what the stakes are. I think he's going to win. I think it's going to be the. I think it's going to be really important to rolling back some of this insanity. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have other agendas, and you should just be aware of that.
There are other people that have some agendas, and we should be aware of that. At the RNC convention, I wanted to play something else for you. They have stabbed the poor minority communities of America in the back. We're going to play this, and then I'm going to show you the spiritual warfare that we're up against. President Trump talking about our Savior in a church, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders also talking about how God is protecting our country and more before we close out today.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Korea, an Afghanistan War retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected. Suddenly, two of the homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. I later learned that Alvin Bragg He wants to clear the jails and return violent felons onto our streets every day. I don't want anyone else to experience the senseless pain that many other victims across this United States of America have to live with every day. So I decided to use the voice that God gave me to be the voice for the voiceless across America. We need justice for victims, and we need accountability for prosecutors who fail in their duty. Soft on crime prosecutors like Alvin Bragg in New York, Kim Fox in Chicago, and George Gascon in Los Angeles have turned our great country and cities into war zones. And who else in here is sick and tired of being sick and tired? The Democratic Party that poor minorities have been loyal to for decades, including myself, all right? They betrayed us. They stabbed us in the back. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who claim to represent us, have abandoned us. They neglected the poor minority communities across America. But my eyes have been opened. Donald Trump shared my values, love of God and family and country. He's been a victim of the same corrupt system that I have been and my family has been. Trump was right when he said they're after us. He's just standing in the way. With him today. Let's make America safe again and re-elect. Our Donald J. Trump.
She fired up that crowd. An amazing speech, and that was one of the ones that we had played earlier where she was crying watching that particular speech, knowing something is happening across our country. And she brought up the faith of President Trump, and I want to play this clip for you also.
I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I'm a Christian. I have a lot of reasons. I love people.
And our country needs a savior right now, and our country has a savior. And that's not me. That's somebody much higher up than me. Much higher up. We just do what we have to do. But the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ forever changed the world. It's impossible to think of the life of our own country without the influence of his example and of his teachings. Our miraculous founding, overcoming civil war, and the United States ultimately becoming a truly great nation. And we're going to keep it that way. We're going to keep it that way. We're not going to let it go. We're not going to let it go. But none of this could have ever happened without Jesus Christ and his followers and his church. None of it. And we have to remember that Jesus Christ is the ultimate source of our strength and of our hope. Let us thank Almighty God for our nation, for our precious freedoms, and our most of all, and I have to say this, for the gift of God's everlasting mercy and grace. We ask God to bless our nation and our people with faith and hope and love and peace.
So amazing how this plays out. Even Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the RNC recognized this.
Not even an assassin's bullet
could stop him. God Almighty intervened because America is one nation under God, and he is certainly not finished with President Trump.
Doesn't President Trump have a glow about him? Doesn't it seem like something shifted and he's just got this overwhelming sense of understanding what we're up against? I mean, he's been through all types of attacks since the moment he decided to run for president. Yet he still smiles. He still supports his family, the country. Still gets out and plays golf and tries to live in the moment and stay positive, regardless of what's coming against him. So I want to close today with something recognized by Tucker Carlson and what we all recognize in our spiritual warfare in this battle that's playing out day in and day out.
I think what happened on Saturday, the assassination attempt against President Trump, reminded a lot of people this, or awakened a lot of people to this. There is a spiritual battle underway. There is no logical way to understand what we're seeing now in temporal terms. You just can't. These are not political divides. There are forces, and they're very obvious now, they've decided for whatever reason to take off the mask, whose only goal is chaos, violence, destruction. And they're the rest of us who, once again, are not always certain we're right, but we know that that's bad.
So all of us will know, once again, what we've been up against. It's been exhausted to levels that we never thought we'd experience, and we knew that this year was going to be a very tough one. We still have a lot ahead, even after President Trump wins this year. But we are noticing a change happening throughout this whole United States with young and old. They've watched this man endure many things that most of us would never, ever want to even be a part of at all. But many now are saying, you know what? I'm standing up. Many are saying, I'm wearing my MAGA hat now. Many in New York are posting videos on social media saying, you know what? I'm wearing my MAGA hat. People used to attack me, not anymore. Democrats are waking up. Minorities are waking up. And we are not only seeing that, we're seeing many grab the Word of God and start reading it again, and they're starting to pray again because they're realizing what we've been up against is an enemy unseen. Spiritual forces that have nothing but negative towards us, trying to destroy us and put us into chaos. And they want this man gone, and they want our freedom gone. So we continue to stay strong. We continue to pray. Pray for our country. Pray for our future leaders. And so much more.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for just overwhelming calmness and peace through severe chaos that's been placed on all of our lives day in and day out. You've really, really done amazing work for us in answering prayer of protection over President Trump and his family, protection over our own families. We ask that you continue to guide and direct our lives, our minds, our hearts, our voices, the things that we say and do would be a reflection of how you would want us to be, especially the only walking Bibles that most people will ever read. We do certainly know that many are hurting that are listening. Many are feeling this war has just been taking a toll on them. If you could just give us just that ability, just with the Holy Spirit at this moment, to sense that you're with us, that you continue to give us the strength that we need to take another step forward, to make it another day. Not only that, not just make it another day, but to rejoice and live in joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. May we get that back. May we understand it and realize what an amazing time to be alive. and what a mighty God we serve. We ask all this and direct it to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you have a great middle of your week, and this RNC convention continues to pump you up as we see this speech from President Trump soon and more. Thank you so much for your support and hitting the follow button, the subscribe button, and the like button. We really appreciate that. We actually hit number one on Rumble for the first time, I think, ever this past weekend, so I really appreciate that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies.